Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Rebecca, and I know that your English will improve today. So here's a question. How many of you enjoy playing video games? Just what I thought. Lots of you. Well, I hope you don't spend too much time playing video games. Well, today we are continuing our lesson from yesterday called the International Dota 2 Championships. This is eSports' biggest event, and it has returned for its sixth year. So what exactly are we going to discuss today? Well, first, we are going to talk about the athletes. What about the athletes? You will find out. And we're going to talk about the new Dota season. Okay, friends, I know that you have your magazines, but make sure they're open to today's lesson. And what are we waiting for? Let's begin. Come on.
The International Dota 2 Championships. The athletes. While not athletes in the usual sense, Dota players are very committed to the game. Professionals practice about 8 hours a day, in addition to strategically planning their matches with teammates. Barely possible a few years ago, professionals today are even able to make money playing video games. Some universities have even started awarding athletic scholarships to gamers. Yet, for all the planning and practice required of players, Dota is far from predictable. The humblest team can rise quickly, while the favorite to win can experience a sudden fall.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 strategically 这个副词，注意它的重音是在 te 这个音节，念成 strategically。Strategically 是指战略性的或策略性的。例如 ，the company strategically started the overseas business by importing from China。这家公司策略性的从中国进口开始他们的海外业务。如果把字尾的 ally 去掉 ，strategic 就是形容词。例如 ，the island is in such a strategic position that all the nearby countries want control of it。这个岛屿位于一个非常具有战略性的位置，所以周围所有国家都想要控制它。接下来我们看的是 predictable 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 predict, P-R-E-D-I-C-T, 预测这个动词。所以 predictable 是指可预见的或可预期的。例如 ,the plot of the novel is so predictable that I quit reading the book. 这本小说的情节太容易预测，所以我读到一半就放弃了。它的反义字是自首加上 un 变成 unpredictable。例如 ,the boss's mood is too unpredictable. It's not easy working for him. 老板的情绪阴晴不定，替他工作很辛苦。
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, well, let's get right into this section, learning about the athletes. Mm-hmm. Wait, hold on a second, Rebecca.
Yes, Gabe?
I thought you see athletes in games like soccer and football and basketball, but we're learning about eSports here today.
Yes, you are absolutely right. We're learning about eSports. And the athletes that we're going to be learning about aren't like the athletes you see playing in soccer, baseball, basketball. They're a different type of athlete, and we're going to learn about them today.
Interesting. So, friends, that's why we see those quotation marks around the word athletes, because we usually think of, you know, like a basketball player or a soccer player when we think of an athlete. But here we're learning about gamers in eSports. So we have those quotation marks. These athletes aren't on a field running around. No, they're using their brains and their hands to play these video games.
And Gabe, they're very committed to the game. Mm-hmm. We read, while not athletes in the usual sense, like Gabe just said, they're not going to be running around the field trying to kick a ball or grab a basketball and throw into the net. Of course not. Dota players are very committed to the game, and we read professionals practice about 8 hours a day. In addition to strategically planning their matches with teammates. So you will see people sitting in front of the computer practicing at least 8 hours a day.
That sounds like a very committed person. Someone who is really into gaming will practice 8 hours a day. Now, I think there might be a difference between practicing something and just playing around for fun. It's the same way with a musical instrument, right? You could just sit behind the drum set and just play around, and is that really practicing? I think if you're practicing, you have a plan and you are trying to improve in some way, okay? And it's the same way with video games.
You know something, Gabe? That reminds me of a word I really want to talk about, and that is the word to strategize. Now, you see the word strategically here in the lesson, but we want to talk about this word to strategize. That just means that you are thinking of a detailed plan for achieving success in different situations. And so we could use this word to talk about like a business plan or in games. So you could say, for example, people gather together to strategize about how to make more money.
That's right. Now, there are different forms of this word, right? The word in our lesson, strategically. The noun is a strategy. In Chinese, you might say 策略. And, of course, Rebecca said the verb to strategize. And so you need to plan something. You need to strategize. If you want to be a good game player, like a chess player, 西洋棋, or 象棋, right? You need to strategize to be able to play really well.
So I would say that, yes, these gamers definitely have to strategize. Well, we read Barely Possible a few years ago. Professionals today are even able to make money playing video games. Wait a minute. Huh? So these people, these athletes, they sit in front of a computer for maybe up to 8 hours a day, and they're making money?
Yeah, exactly. That sounds like a great way to make money.
It sounds like quite the life.
Yeah. I mean, I would warn them not to just sit in front of the computer all day long. Everybody needs to get up and go and exercise. But that's the same way if you're working in an office too, right? You're working in an office for 8 hours a day, just sitting there at your computer screen, making money, right? Everybody needs to find time to take a break, get up, and walk around and do something that's good for the rest of your body.
Wait, Gabe, hear this. Our lesson says some universities have even started awarding athletic scholarships to gamers.
Wow.
So it kind of is looked upon as a sport. Well, an e-sport. Yet for all the planning and practice required of players, Dota is far from predictable.
And we find out what that means in the next sentence. If something is predictable, that means you know what the outcome is going to be. You know what's going to happen next, right? Well, in our next sentence we read, the humblest team can rise quickly, while the favorite to win can experience a sudden fall. So the favorite to win, that is, everyone expects this team to win, but that favorite, that team might experience a sudden fall. Hey.
Yeah.
What if you're really proud? I know a lot of people who are really proud.
Yes.
And everything seems to be going fine for them, but all of a sudden, they experience a fall.
And that reminds me of a phrase, Gabe. That is, pride goes before a fall. And this is actually a very good phrase for you all to remember. This just means that, you know, if you're really, really, really proud and you're talking about how good you are the best musician, better than anybody else, then you actually might fall and someone else might come along who's actually much better.
Okay, so when do you use this phrase? When someone is being kind of proud, you could say, hey, be careful, pride goes before a fall. Friends, right now it's time for Sing
It
Out.
Pride goes before the fall. It goes before the fall. Thought that you could do it all, but pride goes before the fall.
Friends, we're learning about a game, the Defense of the Ancients. And a lot of gamers get really good. They get so good, in fact, they
become really proud. And that's dangerous, because if you get really proud, you could fall. So we want to remind you,
pride goes before the fall. It goes before the fall. You thought that you could do it all. But pride goes before the fall.
So friends, don't get too proud, or you might fall down. Can you say that phrase with me? Pride goes before the fall.
Pride goes before the fall.
Pride goes before the fall. Pride goes before the fall. It goes before the fall. You thought that you could do it all. But pride goes before the fall.
Pride goes before, the fall, yeah.
Pride goes before, the fall, yeah. Pride goes before, the fall, yeah. Pride goes before, the fall, yeah. Pride goes before, the fall, yeah. Pride goes before, the fall, yeah. Pride goes before,
welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about Dota. Of course, we're talking about gaming, and now we're specifically talking about the athletes. I think it's so interesting that these gamers are called athletes because they don't actually go out to the field and try to kick a soccer ball or hit a baseball. Of course not. They sit in front of a computer playing games or video games up to 8 hours a day, but they are very committed to their game, so we call them athletes. Okay, friends, we still have more to learn, so let's continue with our next reading.
The International Dota 2 Championships. The new Dota season. Some great news for Dota players and spectators is the development of a year-long period of competitions. Dota has one tournament each season, leading up to the Summer International. This past year, the Fall Major was held in Frankfurt, the Winter in Shanghai, and the Spring in Manila. The first year had its fair share of bumps and bruises, but the future is bright. With fans and players growing in numbers, the 6th International can only be hugely successful.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 tournament 这个名词。 tournament 是指锦标赛，也就是参赛者要经过一连串的比赛，一直淘汰到冠军产生为止。例如 the tennis tournament will be broadcast live on Fox Sports this Sunday. 这场网球锦标赛会在星期天福斯体育台实况转播。或者是 the player was defeated in the second round of the golf tournament. 这位选手在这个高尔夫锦标赛的第二轮就被打败了。最后我们看的是 bruise 这个名词。bruise 是指淤青或擦伤。例如 the patient got her cuts and bruises from a car accident.这位病人有伤口和淤青是因为发生了车祸，或者是 the firefighter's back was covered by burns and bruises. 这位消防队员的背部布满了烫伤和淤青。 Bruise 也可以当动词，例如 these pears were bruised while being transported. 这些桃子在运送的过程中给碰伤了。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Friends, let's talk about the new Dota season. Some great news for Dota players and spectators is the development of a year-long period of competitions. Dota has one tournament each season leading up to the Summer International. What do you think about that, Rebecca?
What do I think about it? Mm-hmm. I think it's great. And I really like that word tournament.
Now, hold on a second.
Yeah.
You like the word tournament?
No, I pronounce it tournament.
Wait, no. It's pronounced tournament, right?
Okay, Gabe. I think the bottom line is you can pronounce this word either tournament or tournament. You say tournament, I say tournament.
Ah, okay.
Tournament?
Tournament. Very nice. And this tennis player is in the middle of his tennis tournament or tournament. Friends, okay, well, we just read here about the Summer International. This past year, the fall major was held in Frankfurt, the winter in Shanghai, and the spring in Manila. Now, what language do people speak in Shanghai? I think you might be surprised by the answer. Let's join Steve and Ken to find out.
Let's do it.
When I was young, I'd look at a world map and mentally associate a language with a country, and maybe you did too. For example, when I looked at Spain, I'd think, okay, everyone there speaks Spanish. And then right at Spain's border with France, the Spanish speaking stops and the French speaking begins.
But as we get older, we realize that the world's language landscape isn't as neat and tidy as that.
Right. This really hit home with me after I started to study Mandarin. I naively thought that I would one day be able to communicate with 1 billion people, anyone and everyone who lived within the borders of China. How wrong I was.
The truth is, there are millions of people in China, some say up to one-third of the population, who do not speak Mandarin at all. It's certainly possible, for instance, that people in Shanghai can live and work their whole lives there without uttering a word of Mandarin.
Yes, and further down the coast, in certain parts of southern China, it's been said that tourists looking to bargain with local shopkeepers would have better luck communicating in English than they would using Mandarin.
当我们决定要学某一个外国语言时，是否有一些先入为主或错误的观念呢？ 像Steve当初决定要学中文， 他就以为学会了中文就能够跟全中国十几亿的人讲共同的语言， 结果他发现在中国的人口当中有许多人是不讲普通话的。 Steve当时感到很挫折。那我们学英文会不会也有些不实际的期待呢？ 虽然英文是世界上最普遍的语言，但有很多照理说该用英文的地方却听不到英文，像加拿大东部的魁北克省是一个讲法文的地区。美国加州有很多地方的主要语言是西班牙文而不是英文。在英文的发源地英国， 就有20多种的地方的方言，你去到这些地方是不会听到正统的英文。所以你必须要了解世界上的 language landscape 语言的地图跟实际以国家划定界限的地图是很不一样的。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. And remember, just because you learn Mandarin doesn't mean that you'll be able to communicate with every Chinese person. Well, let's continue here with our lesson. We read, the first year had its fair share of bumps and bruises, but the future is bright. Now, of course, Gabe, when I think of a bump or a bruise, I think about one of those things that, you know, if you hit your arm and then it leaves a mark on your arm,
yeah,
and it's kind of like discolored.
Man, those bruises, okay. I don't like okay. Bumps and bruises, right? We get those when we fall down.
Yeah.
However, bumps and bruises, this phrase is another way of saying that things are not running smoothly. This is a, esports competition. So perhaps there were many technical problems.
Mm-hmm. So, for example, this is one way you can use these words. When starting a business, you will definitely hit some bumps and bruises along the way. It's not necessarily very easy, but the beautiful thing is that the future is bright. Even if you hit bumps and bruises, the future is bright.
And that's an important thing to try to remember, okay? The future is bright. It's important to try to hang on to your hope, the hope that you have. Even if you make mistakes or fail sometimes, remember, the future is bright. You can get up and do it again and improve. Well, right now, we see here, with fans and players growing in numbers, the sixth international can only be hugely successful. Well, I'm ready for a hugely successful review skit. Let's enjoy that together now.
So, the Dota Championships are a virtual sporting event, but without athletes.
Dota players are not athletes in the usual sense, but they are very committed.
Do they work out?
Not exactly, but they practice about 8 hours a day, in addition to strategically planning their matches.
Do they make any money?
Some do, and some universities has started awarding athletic scholarships to gamers.
Ah, so all the practice and planning pays off.
Sometimes, but Dota is far from predictable. Humble teams can rise quickly, and favorite teams can suddenly fall.
Ah, competitions must be exciting.
They are, and there's great news for players and spectators.
What's that?
They're developing a year-long season, one tournament every season, leading up to the Summer International.
Ah, and how's that working out?
The first season had its fair share of bump and bruises.
Ah, that's too bad.
But the future is bright. Fans and players are growing in numbers. I hope by next year it'll be hugely successful.
I hope so too, because I want to win $18 million. Can you show me how to play?
Yeah. Sure, get a laptop first.
But I can use yours.
Sure.
All right, friends, we've learned about esports athletes, but what about athletes in real life?
Well, we'll learn about that next time right here on
Studio Classroom. We'll see you then.
Bye-bye.